לא זמרו לו, שירו בכל מזמרותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שירו בכל מזמרותיו. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו.
Dear friends, today's Tens on Duty are Petach Tikva 10 number 34, Kiryat Shmona, Germany, virtual Homespun, Queens 10 number 2. And let's hear Queens. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone, all the great friends. We are few in quantity, but we are assembling. Our main topic always is to aim our thoughts and desires at the friends. Since any attainment we can come to is only through the friends, and our friends are going through very complicated states. They overcome things that accumulate daily, things that are passed from one another through their experience. And we have to pay attention to that. Why? Because nevertheless, if we help our friends go through those states, then we don't have to go through those states. We can ascend together. So this care, this prayer for the friends, specifically that gives us the full measure so the Creator can help us and can complete the work. Our daily lessons, the deficiency we are collecting, the common prayer, that's what gives us the sensation of the greatness of the Creator. Of course, the ego always comes in from the side and tries to humiliate the greatness of the sages in our eyes. But when we look at the friends, we see how they overcome, and we remind the friends how they overcame, it gives them additional strength to continue on the path. L'chaim, everyone, all the world clear for the Creator, the Rav, we are passing it to Germany.
Okay, Jörg, das bist du.
Hallo, liebe Freunde.
Hello, dear friends.
Wir haben uns hier versammelt für einen Augenblick.
We have gathered here for a moment in order to share with you that the Creator
so große Interesse hat.
He is so great, and he has such a great desire for us to succeed.
Das da bedeutet, dass wir nur ein einziges wollen, worum
and
wir
what it means is,
und das ist dieser gemeinsame vollkommene Glaube,
that we have to reach one common request, and out of each and every such request that the friends will be able to reach a complete faith. And there's only one thing left for us to do, to be thankful to the Creator for having gathered all of us here together, for having such a task, such great responsibility we were given, and that we will be able to make this effort in the best possible way, and that we will be able to realize our love to the Creator, and by doing so, to give Him contentment. So, dear friends, good luck to us all in the study, And whatever comes our way, we are thankful to the Creator. We are thankful to Rav. We embrace everyone. Thank you, friends.
Source material. If he wishes to obtain more light, he must try to find more labor, called wick, and more clarity, called oil, since the light has nothing through which to seep and hold. The reason for this is that there is a rule, the reward is according to the effort. Again, if he wishes to obtain more light, he must try to find more labor, called wick, and more clarity, called oil, since the light has nothing through which to seep and hold. The reason for this is that there is a rule, the reward is according to the effort. And a question to an active workshop. What kind of exertion we should make in the ten in order to attain the light? Again, what kind of exertion should we make in the ten in order to attain the light?
We have to make an effort. And with the right kind of connection between us, a connection of love bestowed to one, to create the right attitude towards each other.
We have to ask the Creator to weave that connection between us, to give us a deficiency and a yearning for this connection between us, so we can say the Creator is dwelling between us.
We have to exert in common prayer.
To attain the light means to be like it, means to invert our qualities, and perhaps the most probable means is the connection between us in the ten, the common bestowal, love of friends, everything we're learning about. Of course, a prayer.
We have to make an effort to connect, and connection means to enter the friend's desires and to give the friend's importance of coming to the lesson. Well, that's everything, actually. First of all, the lesson is first and foremost.
Yeah, the personal example we give to one another to add to the exertion, the correct attitude to the connection between us. That's what we need. And to be in prayer for one another until we get to the common deficiency to be as one man in one heart.
And it's like this throughout the entire path, as Chazi started saying about the prayer, there should also be a common prayer, and not my prayer, what do I want. Rather, it should be a common effort to reach the right prayer of the entire ten as one man.
Such an effort so that each friend in the ten will be able to work at any given moment towards the Creator, towards the friends, ask for them, and make the Creator ruler of each and every state.
Everything which is in your power to do, that do, and mainly do not let go.
Above the state where everything appears to us as broken up, separate, each one in his ego, to constantly put in the exertion to be above it, to look for the connection, look for the one between us.
Mainly exertion in giving example, let's say now during the workshop when we repeat the same words, there are a few dozen words that we repeat every day. And it's not easy, it's not simple. Every time you have to put an emotion into it, a new emotion, a new feeling.
Constantly to be back in the intention, the common effort, the Creator to help the friends in the heart and the mind.
Silent workshop prays that the tents will be a suitable vessel for receiving light. I repeat, prays that the tents will be a suitable vessel for receiving light.
Shit,